32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Thanks for joining us once again on 32GI Sports Nutrition. It's been an absolutely fantastic year on the podcast so far. If you do want to find out on that content that we have done, if this is the first time you are joining us, do go look on 32GI.com. There's a whole lot of information on the website. All you need to know about the podcasts, about diet, and of course about all the great products that 32GI do offer. Today, Mark Wolf joins myself, Mr. Active David Katz, once again, and we're heading into a new year. We're heading into 2017, and every year the people have resolutions. They decide, and a very popular one, should I say, is improving diet, eliminating things from your diet, cleaning up your diet. So, Mark, let's just look at that. If that is someone's New Year's resolution, if that's their goal, they want to improve their diet in the new year, what are the best sort of ways, what are the things they should be looking at sort of cutting out?
So it's an excellent question, Dave. And before we even say let's look at the diet for 2017, I would say that one of the things that people should be looking at should be improving their health. And obviously, nutrition plays the most critical role. And I think that that would be a nice goal, is to say, you know, what can we do from a nutrition point of view to obviously improve our health and also benefit? You know, there are gains that can come from improving your nutrition. So generally, when it comes to cleaning up a diet, a lot of people say to me, you know, what should I or shouldn't I be eating? And I think it depends on the current lifestyle of that person at that point in time. If somebody is already eating, you know, pretty well, and they're looking at making positive changes in their nutrition going forward, and they're not sure what to do, and maybe they're athletic, very often I recommend running a full set of blood tests and checking all the mineral vitamin levels, and obviously checking specific counts in the blood, which could be on the low end or on the high end, and then that could actually lead into nutritional changes, which will be able to bring those levels into much more of a sort of a healthier space. If you're looking at it from an athlete point of view, not just from a doctor's point of view, and saying that, you know, your bloods are quite normal. Sometimes bloods actually tell you what to eat. And I think that that's a very good starting point. So what I'm basically saying is by doing a medical and doing a full blood, it will actually set you on the right path for 2017 so that you know you've got a snapshot of your current health, and you've got the ability to actually pick your nutrition going forward based on those results. So that's more of an in-depth sort of somebody who's more serious and takes their health seriously, I think you could go that route. If you're talking about somebody that's just looking at making smaller changes and trying to improve the diet, I would say the first thing you need to do is write yourself a food journal and see what you're actually currently eating on a weekly basis. And the reason that you would do that is because a lot of people, when they're eating from, you know, morning to night and then from day to day, over a weekly period, they don't really understand what they are consuming. And when you don't see what you are consuming, it's very difficult to make changes which could actually be more beneficial as far as nutrition intake goes. So by doing a food diary for yourself, you can actually see what percentage of food you're eating badly, what percentage of food you're actually eating that's good food, and you're able to make the changes. In other words, trying to shift the percentage in the favor of eating well and removing the bad out. And that could be in the form of eating out, eating cheat meals or takeaways, or even just consuming and cutting out soft drink beverages. For example, somebody might drink a soft drink once a day. Maybe try and cut it down and drink only once a week, and try and incorporate, you know, more healthier fluids into that. So it could be in the form of water, it could be in the form of herbal teas, etc. At the same time, if you're looking at beverage consumption, you're looking at people that might be over-consuming stimulants. So there's many people that drink, I would say, some people I know, they drink around 8 to 10 cups of coffee a day. They might want to limit that and say, you know what, maybe I'll stick to 2 cups a day. In other words, lower the stimulant intake and try and improve along that front. So I think it's a matter of looking at, and these are just examples, it's a matter of looking at what you're doing over a weekly basis and saying, what are my bad habits? How can I cut those bad habits out and make improvements going forward? Obviously, the way to eat healthy is to obviously make healthy food choices. In other words, you know, obviously picking healthy food choices. So obviously going for your vegetables and your fruits, and obviously healthy vegetables and fruits. Trying to keep your fat intake healthy as well. You know, trying to eat, you know, better proteins and trying to limit the junk in it. But you won't know what junk you're eating unless you're actually reviewing it on a weekly basis and seeing exactly what you can cut out. So I would say start with a food journal, then look at what you can cut out. And once you've cut out those bad things and you're getting yourself into a habit, because you need to do this in baby steps, then it's a matter of actually saying, okay, now what healthy choices can I make? What can I do in order to improve my diet? You know, what more nutrient-dense foods can I be consuming to try and give myself a lot more benefits when I am eating?
Now, Mark, this would be a very general sort of question, but looking at athletes specifically, people who are wanting to improve times, not just by looking at their training, but looking at their diet as well, what do you find are the things that sort of hold athletes back? Where, you know, when people come to you, they say, look, this is my diet, this is my diary. What are the big things that are causing issues for athletes in terms of their development?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the time taken to recover from one workout to the next. If you're not eating correctly, you're not going to recover properly. So, yes, rest and sleep are also very important, but so is what you consume in the form of fluid, from a hydration perspective, and also in the form of giving the body the appropriate building blocks to repair itself so that you get stronger. And if you're not eating correctly, how can you expect to progress as an athlete and keep getting stronger and stronger? And if you feel that you are getting stronger just by doing training and not eating a proper diet, I can promise you that you're limiting yourself by a very high percentage to what your true potential is. So that definitely plays a very, very crucial role. So that's the one thing, the aspect is recovery. If you're looking at performance point of view, you know, human beings have got an energy system. And the more efficient that energy system is and the stronger that energy system is, the far better you will be as an athlete. In other words, time to fatigue might be longer. The ability to perform at much higher intensities for longer periods might be a little bit better. And even if it's a 1 to 3%, and for some people it might be even a 10 to 20%, depending on what their diets are, that makes a very big difference over a long period of time. So that's another factor. And then the third thing to look at is, and this is very critical, is the human immune system. Because when you're training and you're putting your body under stress, there's one thing I can honestly say is that your immune system does also take stress as well. And if you're not eating in order to be able to support the body's requirements and keep your immune system strong, then injury and illness, they end up being quite frequent. As far as if you're looking at over a yearly period, you'll find that people are getting sick more, or people getting ill more, and that's because they're not consuming what the engines require in order to be able to recover properly, in order to be able to support that immune system, and obviously in order to be able to support the energy system during exercise. Because if you're not doing that, you are going to lead to fatigue, and you're going to put stresses on the body which otherwise shouldn't even be there.
Well, there we go. As Mark started by saying, the big goal should be improved health, not just looking at diet overall, and diet does lead to improved diet does lead to improved health, and that should be a great goal for you in 2017, and it can only benefit whatever form of exercise you do. Well, thanks very much for joining us on this edition. Remember to check out the website, lots of information there if you haven't, 32gi.com. But from Mark Wolf and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll speak to you next time.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.